I think it's part and parcel of human nature to want to divide people into categories. Two categories, to be precise: saints or sinners. However, despite this fact, most of us are not black or white. The truth be told, we're most often gray. In other words, we aren't so easily categorized. Yes, as I said earlier, we humans are a complex bunch, and there are good and bad things in each one of us. Speaking of black and white, I don't know how many of you might remember a movie that came out many years ago. Well, in an age of color films, this film was very unique, but it was shot in only black and white. It's also a story about the German industrialist, Oskar Schindler. The film was called Schindler's List. Because of this film, we now know that Schindler was able to save over 1,000 Polish Jews, Jews that would have ended up in Nazi concentration camps. One of the people Schindler saved said of him, "He was our father, our mother, our only hope." In other words, he never let us down. Yet many who saw the film Schindler's List were surprised, if not shocked, by his vices. Here was a man who was both saint and sinner. He was both good and evil. Oskar Schindler was no saint. He was a man filled with contradictions. Unfaithful to his wife, he drank, smoked, and partied with loose women. And yes, he was Catholic, but in name only. He was a Nazi. He said his goal by the end of the war was two trunks of money. And yes, he exploited the Jews, some of the very people he saved, as cheap labor. But in all of this, there was a good side to him. In spite of these lapses, he always managed to return to that better side. Indeed, there was basic goodness about him. As the war continued, Schindler was appalled at the horrors of the Final Solution. And so, at considerable risk, he was twice arrested by the Nazis. Schindler managed to protect his workers from the death camps. Yes, he was undoubtedly a very courageous person. But as I said earlier, Oskar Schindler was no angel. He was merely human, a good person, even though his goodness was seriously flawed. And the Nazis, for all the horrific things they did, were not totally evil. They were not the devil incarnate. They too were human, but terrible people. However, despite this knowledge, some of us refuse to accept the divided nature of every human being. There coexists in each one of us both good and evil, strength and weakness, loyalty and betrayal. Or some of us only want people to be perfect. As soon as we find a weakness in someone, friend or family, we write them off. As soon as a flaw or crack appears, that's the end. No, our hero can't have clay feet. Our hero needs to be perfect. But if we stop and think about it, we realize that things are really simple. All human beings are complex creatures, and this includes each one of us. You're an extraordinary mixture of good and bad. And the roots of good and bad are so intertwined in a personhood that we can't pull one up without destroying the other. And so we must learn to not only be patient and lenient with ourselves, but more importantly, patient and lenient with one another. We need to give one another a break, so to speak. And here is where unconditional forgiveness and compassion, understanding and mercy come to play. So we need to understand the dark sides of ourselves, more importantly, the dark sides of one another. We're all works in process, so to speak, works which we need to sculpt, works which seek perfection. And so we need to stop judging others. Instead, we need to be compassionate and understanding. For once we judge someone, we put them in a straitjacket, a category, a box, a place where growth or change becomes utterly impossible. And we humans must strive to open to growth and development and change until the day we die. No, God does not judge us by a single event, but by our entire life, how we choose to live our entire life. But here, is that what we say, we also need to realize that each and every day we have is a gift from God. And so we must never squander or waste a chance of love. More importantly, an opportunity to forgive. We must use each day as if it is our last. We must constantly strive to become everything God wants to be. Let us remember that weeds can become wheat, and that mere humans can become saints. And Jesus said, "Let the weeds and wheat grow together until harvest." Then at harvest time, we'll say to the harvesters, "Collect the weeds, tie them into bundles, and throw them into the fire. But gather the wheat and place it carefully into my barn."